And welcome to another week of Limud Iyun and the Mizgaret of Daf Shavua. So today we have yet again another important Ksubis Yeshivish Sugya of Mipihem Valei Mipik Savam. This is a Sugya which Rabbi Sein Rishina Achrayim Rosh Hashivas Kedarkam Bakaidish have elucidated at great length, and we're going to try to do the best that we can in the next half hour or so to give you the Tamtzis, a little bit of a look at the Sugya. No, this is for, sorry, Pesach, this is for the next year, if you don't mind. Okay. This is for.
Well, you can do both. The next course is always good.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go to the page. What page is it? I'll say Lenishmas, my father's yard site this week. Thank Pesach for reminding me. Zech Nishmas, Shaya Ari Beneharav of Rome. Okay, the Gemara on Daf Chaf says the following lashon: Tan Rabbanan, Kaisev Adam Edusay Al Ashtar. A person can write his edus on a piece of paper on a shtar, Umeid Olea La'achar Kamet Shamet. And he can use the paper, the shtar, as a reference for Haggadah's edus even after many years. Rav Huna, but as a Tanai, says Rav Huna, V'usha Zoichra Ma'atzma, he has to remember the edus on his own. Rav Yechon Navar, Afra Pisha Eina Zoichra Ma'atzma, and the Gemara then goes on to say a member of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechonan, Hanibay Trade Yad Seduce, Minchi Chad Minayu, Mitker Chad Lechavre. If two people saw an Adis and they don't remember, one can remind the other one. Okay. So the site of the Sugi here is in these few lines. And the Machlaikis of Rabbi Yechonan is not explicated in depth to explain why they feel the way they do. So Rashi, Diri Amaskol, Rashi says we're talking about somebody who was appointed and it was Yare to forget the Edis. He writes it on what was then a computer file and you put it away. And this is the lashon of the Gemara. The Rav Huna puts in the Tanai at Zeicher Me'atz May Blirur Yisheshtar Nisgar Sas Me'edusim Me'elo. This Rashi is what ignites the entire issue and the problem of the Bira Sugya. Rashi says he remembers Sas Me'atz May a bit, a little bit himself. And the question is obvious: if there's a requirement to know the Edis and remember it, so there should not be a psal of me PM me peak savam. What does the ktsas help? Either remembers it or it doesn't. And if there is no requirement, why do you need a ktsas? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechonan says, Afa Pishain Zerchmatso, Achashrai Bishtar Nasan Balibai. He looked at his piece of paper and then he started reminding himself. As long as when they remind him, he remembers. If he doesn't remember at all, lie. Zero remembrance, says Rashi, is no good, even Alib Rabbi Yechonan. And the reason is, Rahman Omar Mipiem Balay Mipi Ksavam. Taisus then, Kedarkam Bakoidish tries to reconcile the sugi with Gemara and Bab Basra, but we're going to be focusing on Rashi today. So Rashi says that there is a concept called Zikaroin of Miktas Ha'edus. And if we said, as we said, Memanoshach, if he requires the additional help, of a ksav, why should it not be a psola mipiyam v'lepi ksavam, and why should the miktsas help? So there are several approaches in Shitas Rashi, three or four. See if we can get in some of the Gedele Achreinim. Rabbeinu and Nesivos, Nesivos and Mishpat, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, in addition to the Bir and Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat, wrote Svarim and Shas, wrote other Svarim of Piskei Halacha. He has a sefer on Ksuvot called the Beis Yaakov, which I'm sure you've encountered before. And then the Sivus explains that Eliba de Rashi, Rabbona holds that since the aid remembers least miktas a dusoi, that takes away the soul of me pihem. And therefore, says Rashi, that according to Rabbona, the aid can be made even on the part of the aidus. That's not necessarily there. Even if he doesn't remember the Aedis at all, as long as he sees what is Biksav, he can be made on the entire issue. This is the approach of Nesivus. It's a big Kiddush, a big Kula in Ilchais HaGadus Aedis, says the Nesivus inside of page 61 of the book. Near L'Rab Huna, right? Rab Huna is the Machmer who says you need to be Zeicher Ma'atzmai. Since Ravuna holds that in the tziur that we describe, which remembers a little bit, near it, the kishazecher miktas mikaidim, a filin niska yaser, raksha mayin mitechashtar. Hamuter made alone. The part that he doesn't even remember, as long as he remembers a little bit, he doesn't have to remember anything else. He's being made from the shtar, and this is sufficient. And therefore, the Nesivus is medayik and Lashon Rashi. As he says in Rabbi Yechanan. Because in Rabbi Huna, it is sufficient that he remembers a little bit, and that helps him even for the rest of the Eidus. He only has to remember that Miktsa Salib and Rabbi Huna. Chiddush of the Nesivus. And he says, this is the Yikudus of Machlekes, Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, and he says that the Gemara later, last Okimtan, the Gemara that we read you earlier, Hani Trey, let's see, Tamiyadis Sedusa, Valermakel, Rav Hunda, Mazaych, Mirkta, Shech, Lomaz, Loz, Girai. Why can't the second one remind them? Havlek, Machlekes, Bezaychre, Hayadesh, Derekach, Malekes, Zesh, Maske, Arachar. Why is this Machlekes in the Beis Yaakov not taken one step further? Just like there's a Machlekes, if one can remember the rest of it, off the partial, why can't you bring this machlekes into a case where there are two people?
Sent it.
Hold on, everybody, say a second. Okay, so Rabbi, so we had a computer freeze here. So Rabbi, so the Sivus brings a raya from the sequence of the Gemara that to his side that a Libra Rav Huna because the Gemara could have extended it to the next Metzius too. Aliyah Rav Huna, this is the kula that the Nesiva says, you only have to remember partial. Ritva disagrees. The Ritva brings Rashi that even according to Rav Huna, the aid has to remember the entire aid is after he sees the parts that's written. Can't say that you can get away with not remembering the rest like the Nesiva says. No, the whole point of seeing the part that you see is to jog your memory into remembering the rest. If you don't, Aliyah Rav Huna, it is not sufficient. Page 62. This is how the Ritva learns. Rashi, Barashi, Pirish. So move to the next page. Kaisav Adam Medusa El Ashtar. Shemi Asu Ebedava Vyara El Shakhoi. Kaisvel Ksiktikas Klav Mitznia. Ushazar Khmatzach Shari Bashar Nuslam Nizkabir Star Nizkatigulayov. Nizkar Ktas Mel Rechna Mafabishan Zerchar Avlamena Zerchar Lagarma Loi. It's Adkan. So the Ritva learns that even according to Rav Huna, you need to remember the entire Eidus. And he goes on to explain the lashon of the
I got us when the Rebbe's on silent mute.
Other Rishonim agree with the Ritva. The Miri says explicitly that after the aid sees what's written, he needs to remember the entire Eidus. Other Rishonim are quoted to that effect, Rabbi Yerucham. So we seem to have a large contingent of Rishonim that make it explicit B'das Rashi that according to Rav Huna, it is necessary once you see the little piece that you have to see the entire Eidus. Now we're back to where we started, which is why is Miktsas, you have to be able to remember the entire Eidus. So now we're back to where we started, which is why is Miktsas Eidus a Yichavtsa? So there are several approaches in the Echreinim. I'm going to learn with you a shtickl Rebbarach Be'er. Now we'll see if we can come back to the contemporary Echreinim. I'm going to give you two Mahalchim, which is one Mahalach and Shitas of the Beis Yaakov that Rebbarach Be'er explains, and the second is a Mahalach in the Shitas the Ritva that Avram Erlinger, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, and Dov Pavarsky, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, more or less, we're coming to the same thing. Let's see if we can cut this around. This is our Baruch Bar and Tzubis Taf Lamed. And the Baruch Bar writes, Kedarko Kedesh Bekitza Nimritz, Bir Dirik Tzubis and the Sivis Besefer Beis Yaakov. Amr Avonu Shezoicher Me'atzmai. So let me read what Baruch says, and then we can look at it outside. Baruch Bar says that the aid who saw the Miktsas Eidus, it's okay, I'm just going to read it as outside first. It's enough by seeing the Miktsas Eidus, seeing the little piece that he left on this piece of paper, that created a Chaleis Shem Eidus. Ramesha, beautiful Yeshiva Shabbat, a Chaleis Shem Eidus, that this made him into an aid, and now this person is a Gavarna aid. That once he has a Chaleis Shem Eidus, then he has the ability to be Mitzarif to him, anything else, even the Shara Eidus, that he wrote it himself. It's Chalais Shem Eidus. Since the step A is he remembers something, that remembering of something makes him into Chalais Shem Eid. Once he's a Chalais Shem Eid, then he can be Mitzarif. Additional assistance, which allows him to produce an Eidus behatem to his Chaleis Shem Eidus. This Rebbarach Be'er is consistent with another shtickle in Yevamos, the site of Simon Tesvav, where there he says that the psul of Mipim Lepim Miksavam is that an Eidus being made from a Ksav has no din Eidus, sefeltam a Chaleis Shem Eidus. Why? Because as of now, he doesn't remember the Mice at all. And therefore, You cannot be mitzarif with him, the edus piksav. If that's the case, an aid who does remember a kolpon of the mitzvah samaisa, that is enough that he should be called the chalais shem aid, and therefore he can be mitzarif to him his edus piksav, and therefore he has a tyrus edus on all of his edusai. This is the beer of Brickle Shmuel. See inside beer different nesivas. Pref Beis Yaakov Amar Rav Huna who shezayach miatzmai. Operish Rashi nisker ktsas me idusai v'habiur deba oifin shenisker ktsas me idusai miatzmai afil le nisker yoyser rak shemayde mitaych hashtar moiser zele mikro piks of him, the extra material that's added. Extra edus material is added afterwards is not called me piksava. Meshafet mitzaref ala ma'isa u'mikri ed ha'ma'isa. Dezel din de bo'ifin zel u'mikri mi piksava. That's the pshat. In such a oifin is not called me piksava. Avol beit echa da'ainu shizoichar miktas. V'ha'ma'iser meid mi pi ha'acher. V'ade mikri zed de'ein kan rak ed echar al ha'ma'iser. It's a difference between a consistent edus in a situation in the second akimta of the Gemara where you need somebody else to be masker you. So Rabbi Sai, you see that the aside of the Birkash Shmuel is in a creation of a chavois shame edus. Chavois shame edus. The achrainim Mishar Shmuel, Moshe Shmuel, Kudusab Yurim, brings a itur who holds that Levi Rav Huna, the reason you need the edus, the aid to be zeicher ma'atzmai, v'husha zeichra me'atzmai, the zechir that's necessary is only that he has to remember that he has an edus in this thing. Doesn't that have to remember the entire specifics of the edus? He just said, well, yes, I was an edus in Ruin versus Shemayin. Different from Rashi, when Rashi says you have to remember at least specifically mitzvah edus. You got to remember he lent him money. Maybe you don't remember the amount, but you remember he lent him money. Alibuda itur. His pshat in Rav Huna is you have to remember segiven ha'maisa. There is some sort of edus in the Reuven of Shimon. You don't have to remember that Reuven lent necessarily Shimon money. Zokta Shari Shmuis, the Kunjasa B'yurim, and this is the pshat, Aliba Rabbarach Ber. Psula piksavim is psul and ikur shem aid. And the iter holds of the aid understands it enough to say that there was a file here, there was an edus, that's enough that there should be chal on him a din eight. Let's see this inside of page 66. The Ashleim Arakin Masha Kasava be itur. The Zeichra ba'atzma il Ravun Ratzlam is there, Chris Ladis Bedavazet. Of Lena Zeichra de Raidis. Mid it's Arak Mahani Zeichra Shesh Ladis Mashma. The din me PMA and the din be edus atzma. It's not a din in the etzim edus. He has to remember the edus. Kim be ed the bina shiur tiris ed shalai me piksavam. And this is tali in the zeichra, which means he has an edus in this specific thing.
It's interesting that sometimes people's memory will play tricks on them. And they think they remember things. They don't really remember things. They don't remember things that I do. And then you're just having your crib notes just to remind you what you saw.
Okay. That's the standard reading of the Gemara. But now the Achrayim are giving you the lumdus. First of all, what does Rashi say? Second of all, what does Rashi mean? And third of all, does everybody agree with Rashi? So that's what we're focusing on today. So you're right. These are now gradations of how much you need to remember and what will jog a person's memory. A little bit of a something, miktas, whatever that means, according to Rashi. The fact that there was a file. I do remember Reuven and Shimon had a dispute. This is, as you say, this is Maisim B'chol Yoyim. I had to think back 20 years ago. of something that happened then, or 15 years ago, the older you get, the harder it gets. You remember things that happened when you were very young. You won't remember what happened yesterday. So the metzias of zechira is dependent on various applications of how much you know. Miktsas, there was the specifics of it. And this is the machlekes here, Alibid Rav Huna, Beshitas Rashi. The Ritva, on the other hand, as we see, disagrees with Rashi. And disagrees with Nesivus, at least, and he understood Beshitas Rashi that you need to know the entire Edus after you saw the written submission. So we're back to where we started. What's the pshat in the sugya? So Agoyin Avraham Eilinger, the Echad Tzadik Baruch Hu Nifta this year, or Teichid Reis Chodesh, says that the pshat in the Ritva is a new pshat. He says, let me say it outside first, from Hunez Maida, and Midaraisa, an Edus is kosher, to Rabbi Yechon, an Edus is kosher, even the Eid doesn't remember the Edus at all. And the only way he remembers anything is by looking at it on a piece of paper. So Rav Huna basically, you'll ask, well, why is Rav Huna different than Rabbi Yechon? What's the difference? The difference is Rav Huna holds that Lamaisa Chazal created a geder, a chumrah, because there were choshes that witnesses would come to be made when they don't remember at all. You remember Yankel says to Reuven Shimon, you remember that I lent Shmuel money. I can't remember this. Don't know. You say so, must be true. Let's go to be made in best. That's not legal. It's not a lachadik. You need at least a kaparim to have some sort of a chiza to create a edus. So, what's the pshat? The pshat is according to Rav Huna that you have a piece of paper. It says Rav Huna, but it's not sufficient that you have a piece of paper. You have to have at least afterwards a sufficient understanding of that. Once you see the piece of paper, it comes back into your memory. Jogs your memory is a word which doesn't give sufficient gravitas to what you need to know. You need to recreate your memory. And this was Chazal's getter, and not to allow people who have no memory whatsoever to testify, because then that doesn't have either because of Baruch Barah doesn't have a Chalais Shem Edis or the standard way of saying it. Can't testify to something that you don't know. Let's see it inside. Also written by Kitzer, the Sefer is written by Kitzer, and the island of Yeshiva says that to Arab and trying to get the language down. Sorry, Tzarchian, the first part, the part that you first yelled. Ma mahanish zeich of a mixas. The Brechas of Ram asks the Sidus to Kakash and Sugi, what does mixas help? If the part that you don't remember is ma'akev, so the part that you're not remembering is simply not Aedis. The Chayth and Yakash are all day mixas is Zecher. Main ma'akev, ma'ak mislay bizeh, obviously the central Kakash. Asha nira muchrach bizeh. Svile Rashi, the Midaraisa le ichbis le klal, a main desire from Atzme Eli de Aksav. Midaraisa, there is no difference. You can remember it either by remembering it in your brain, or you can remember it by reading it on a piece of paper. Why? Dikr Shema Shema Dezecher. Midaraisa, what's important is the end result, that you remember what you are, that you remember what is negated to the Edis you want to say. We don't care how you remember. So you'll say, Rav Huna says, you need to be zeichem atzmai. What does that mean? What does that mean? Maybe you'll have no recollection of anything, and it'll be made machmas aksav, gabbay mishlay nizkar. There, all you needed was a mixer of maisa. It's not shchiach that you'll remember nothing. You'll realize you can't come in bezin if you don't remember. Bilofiza Nira says the Berachah of Ram, the Shar, Al Kaponim, Sarach, Liskar, Al Yedeik, Aksav. Nishvi the Beis Yaakov, not like the Nesivis. Once Chazal allowed you to look at the piece of paper, you must remember it, because otherwise you haven't accomplished anything by the piece of paper. They were mekel, and they took away their chash under certain circumstances. The sagam by for shachelik shen zeh matzein zeh klal and maybe zeh ksav. Chem tassim ed b'miri mi baran kasev k'divrei Beis Yaakov. So we seem to have a machlekes in the Rishonim on the side of how much memory has to come back. What's it called? I forgot. There's a phrase for it among the memorable memorists. The contemporary Rosh Hashivas are Meisef, some interesting Dukim. Chitas in Sefer Devar Moshe. So we dive into Rashi. Rashi says, in Devar Mashko, Koy Sefer, the first Rashi in the Sugya. Let's take a look at it again. Rashi says, "Kaisev adam maso aid badavar." Why do we need page 12? What's the difference in maso aid and nan? Well, what's the hadgasha here about a so aid? So Rashi says, Maso Eid. So what's the pshat in this Digduk and Rashi? So according to the pshat that the Beis Yaakov says, that it's sufficient that you don't have to remember anything afterwards. All you have to be made is from the miktsas, and that is sufficient. So, and you don't even have to remember anything afterwards. Memela, if the person appointed them an aid, Mimela, it makes sense that a person who's appointed an aide takes his job seriously and is midagdik bedavar, and he'll try to remember. Digduk number one. Second digduk is Rashi the chatichas klaf. Why in a klaf? Why is Rashi madgish klaf as opposed to just a regular piece of paper? Even at the time of Chazal, they had paper. It's not a klaf. Klaf is a whole term of art, ibud, etc. Well, now it's a shopper, and since the person doesn't remember the aid, it has to be dafka on a klaf, because a klaf is a halacha that you can't be mezayif a klaf. You can be mezayif a nayar, a piece of paper. You can't be mezayif, much harder to be mezayif a klaf. Rabbi said, this is a little bit of the shitas from the Sein Roshayim Rechayim, the Sugam Gedechazah. Rashi says that he has to remember mixes to do so. V'nechachu Rabbi Sein Roshayim Rechayim, B'shitas Rashi. The Beis Yaakov holds that you look at the little piece, the miktas, and that's all you need to know, even if he doesn't trigger remembering all the rest of it. The Ritva disagrees. Not like the Beis Yaakov. You have to actually, once you see the little part on the piece of paper, you have to remember the rest. Ask the Berakah Shmuel, ask the Yechayinu Manoshach, what's the miktas sedusai? So Baruch Ber explains, both here in Yevamis, that since the aid is zecher, at least mikta sedusai of them is the gavar nachal anav Hashem aidus. Meli is a lot of mitzar of other memory aids to help him produce the aidus package. And that's why mikta sedusai helps. The other Rishonim, the Itur, the Dasra of Huna, who says, usher zecher me'era, has to remember it. That means he has to have a memory that he has some aidus in this file. Doesn't have to remember what happened. He has to remember he has to have some aidus in this file. Therefore, says the Kuntz of Urim, this only works a libra de Berakah Shmuel, that this means that you had a chaleis shem aidus in the Akufor, you can produce the aidus package. And then we saw the Urim of Berakah Avram. Didn't get a chance to see the Doug Pavarsky inside, but you can take a look at yourself on page 70, where they explain that the site of the Manasir is that Chazal really, the rice, everything is nemo, even on a ksav, as long as at the end of the day you know. you remember. But Chazal wants to make sure that we don't play games. They wanted to make sure that things are done that prevent people from showing up without any memory at all. And therefore, they said it's pasul. Once you have it written down, the mikzas, that takes away the, especially if you're going to go with the Diagon Rashi, that he was appointed, that takes away this problem and helps make a namonis. Okay, Rabbi Sai, this is a little bit of an overview of the basic Rishayim Mechroinim. Next week, we'll move on to another sugya. Everybody have a good and fruitful week. And thank you for listening. Yasha Kechach.
Have a good one. Be well, guys.